Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Action SA spokesperson, Lerato Ngobeni, a very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning to you. Thank you very much for having us. How am I doing? I'm exhausted.
Well, you must be, because this is, it must be so frustrating.
Yeah, no. We are not disheartened, but we are disappointed. We held a press conference yesterday morning to let South Africans know of our course of action. We have lodged our papers with the Electoral Court. The IEC, I believe, has got until, 12 o'clock at noon this afternoon to file their responding affidavits and papers. And we are hoping that we should have our day in court tomorrow. It's tomorrow, Friday.
Tomorrow.
My goodness.
Okay, tomorrow. Sounds right. That question tells me what kind of week you've been having.
Yes, it's been really tight. And of course, we're on the campaign trail now, so we don't know what day it is because we don't have weekends. And so I completely have lost track of time. But we are, on a serious note, we are hopeful that we will receive our responses sometime later today, and that we will head to court tomorrow for the Electoral Court to at least have our matter in front
right.
of it by then.
Can you just give us a bit of background for anybody who hasn't been following the story? How did we get to a situation that the ballot paper doesn't have Action SA written on it?
Well, the IEC claims that because on one of their forms, on the registration forms, Annex 1 of that form, you know, where you are requested to insert an abbreviation and an acronym for the name of your party, we inserted not applicable. Now, that requirement, it says state your abbreviation, if any. You know, so if you do have an abbreviation, please state it here. And we have specifically in our registration documents that our name must never be shortened. Because remember, it's a problem. If we shorten it to ACSA, it would be the Airports Company of South Africa. If we shorten this to ASA, it would
and
be
nobody's voting
South
for
Africa.
Them.
I understand. So our name also, we chose strategically to be an eight alphabet.
I was just going to say eight letters.
Eight alphabet names.
Correct.
Letters, and,
which
yeah,
is,
and it's within
yeah.
their stipulation that an acronym should fit those eight characters. So we chose a name. That is as such, so that we do not ever have to suffer the need to shorten the name. And so that's really the gist of their argument. You know, our problem is this. Our problem is that the sole mandate of the IEC should be to make it easier for voters to identify their parties of choice. Now, they are saying that Action SA is making a big deal of nothing. We're not the only party. We're not the only party that is in this predicament. There are 14 other parties. Now, that should be a travesty for the IEC. They are supposed to be running free and fair elections for South Africans. If you have 14 parties that are just going to be blank, what that does is that it increases chances of us having a spoiled ballot. Now, it's very clear that this will be a very low turnout election. And a low turnout election is not good already, right? Because people have just literally opted out of the political process. Because they are hurtful, as we say. So to have so many political parties left blank, so you will have people who put their X's where the acronym should be, and that will be a spoiled ballot. And secondly, we know that South Africa has got different literacy levels, right? And their own study done by the HSRC states that an average voter looks to three markers or identifiers of their political party. One, in this case, will be the ward councillor candidate, the name of that person. If you know who your ward councillor candidate is, you will look for their name. The second marker is the logo. The logo that if you identify with the logo, then you find the logo. But for those who don't appeal to symbols and signs, they, like me, for example, would look to the name.
Absolutely.
And so all three of those need to be present on a ballot to make it easier for people who those three different markers appeal to be able to make it easier for them to identify their party of choice. Should be the sole concern of the IEC.
Well, very simply, if you're saying that there are 14 parties that are in the same predicament, it's literally 14 phone calls. That's not a lot of phone calls. It can take you 14 WhatsApps just to confirm with those parties. This is not asking somebody to make sushi from scratch.
Look, Mr. Mashaba likes to say, the IEC thinks that we are running as Paza Shop we're not running as Paza Shop. If they are running as Paza Shop, that's something else.
Right.
We don't want to cast aspersions on anything. Here's the most critical thing that I want to say, and I'm not sure how much time we still have. The critical thing I want to say is this. There is no information on any document given or is filled in by political parties from the IEC that says, should you elect not to have an abbreviated a shortened version of your party's name, you forgo your place on the ballot. There is nowhere where that is stated. And there has never been such a communication. There is no reason in law or in regulation where it states that the IEC needs to design a ballot in this way or that way. That is solely at their discretion. The mandate that they have is to design the ballot. As to what they put on the ballot, that is solely their discretion. So for them to say that we, all the parties, are going to be discriminated against because they don't have an acronym, where on their own form it says, if any. You are asking us to have discriminating against those parties for something that is optional. It is optional to have an abbreviation. And for us, they're saying also that the abbreviation should not exceed 8 alphabets. Now, EcoForum, and I keep been saying this to all my interviews, EcoForum has got their abbreviations with 8 letters. And we have 8 letters. Mm. And EcoForum's name is there because they have an abbreviation. That abbreviation is not mandatory.
Absolutely.
And that is why we do not understand.
Yeah.
In fact, the IEC needs to come back and let us know as to what would it hurt them to just put our name on the ballot.
Right. Loretta, can I just ask you, I got the impression through the delay that was going to happen, didn't happen, in terms of this election, that the IEC maybe were caught on the back foot, that they thought that it was all going to happen in February or whenever that was going to be, so they perhaps weren't particularly organized. All of a sudden, they got this message that, in fact, these elections had to go ahead. Do you think that this is possibly a result of them not being organized enough ahead of this election?
That would be so alarming. What is sad, this is a Chapter 9 institution that we have been trusting since the dawn of democracy. The whole world has revered the integrity of the IEC. The way that they have treated us, and I can't believe I'm saying this about the IEC. There are a lot of IEC officials that I know that I have great respect for, but we're not talking about those individuals. We're talking about the organization, and that we are beginning to question the integrity of the IEC, particularly when it comes to ourselves. Since we've started as a political party, in the first instance, we were not able to go ahead and register our organization because they claimed there was a party that came and claimed, and the IEC supported this move, that we, our colors and our logo resembles that of that political party, and that would confuse voters. And on that basis, we need to change that. We were rejecting our logo. We needed to change it. Well, we went ahead and changed it because, for us, it was about our supporters said, look, just change the thing. Let's keep it moving. Can we get registered? We want to get on the ground. And that's precisely what we did. A week ago, IEC was supposed, when they were publishing the candidate list, the official IEC accepted candidate list, our candidates were not on that list. They only actually just went on yesterday. And the IEC claimed that there was a clerical error and our party's candidates were not on the IEC list, and they went amok because they were worried that, all the work that they've put in to date is just going to amount to naught. Now, this time around, this week, we wake up to the IEC having left our name off of the ballot. Now, it's a pattern that seems to be developing. And it's hard to think that, you know, we are somehow crazy about this. I want to assure South Africans of one specific thing. Our national chairperson, Mr. Michael Beaumont, is one of the most meticulously detailed people I know. He sits on the NPLC, and what's that acronym? National Party Liaison Committee, NPLC, okay? He sits on that. So does our Director of Operations, Mr. Funzi Ngobeni.
Right.
They both sit on the IEC and NPLC. Now, the IEC claimed in their response to our statement that these things were discussed and the ballot was discussed at those meetings. Now tell me, how do two of our officials, if one had only attended the meeting, maybe we could say it was oversight, they missed it. Two of them are saying it was never discussed, it was never there. Why would they both miss it?
Absolutely.
They did not miss it. So we are really concerned, but we are going to take this fight as far as it can be. And we want to also state to South Africans that should the IEC be allowed to carry on in this way, then we South Africans must sit back and really begin to question whether these elections will indeed be free and fair.